2-1 win against Geisler. How would you assess that one?
Deserve to win. I think it could have been a frustrating one for us because with the amount of chances we created to score as late as we did, you're thinking, is it going to be one of those days? But nice to bounce, like I said, nice to bounce back from Tuesday evening's, I say disappointment. Ultimately, we picked up a point on Tuesday, but it wasn't a great performance from ourselves. We've dug it out there and got our just desserts in the end. So really, really pleased. Like I said, we've got a 3-week aside from the Lancashire Cup game on Tuesday. With get that out of the way, and lads who need a game, we'll get a game, and then we can focus on welcoming the league leaders here next Saturday.
And you was on the front foot from early on in the game. Was that part of the game plan to get straight into them and try and get that foothold right from the off?
Yeah, we, like you say, you want to be on the front foot in every game. Sometimes things don't materialise like that. I think we were victims a little bit of our own downfall on Tuesday, where we allow the team that we're very happy with coming here for a point to kill the game. We a few offside decisions early on allowed their keeper to take a lot of time kicking the ball out when we were trying to slide people in, allowed Chester again to kill the momentum of the game early on, and that's what teams that are coming here, especially that are struggling a little, trying to stay in the game, will do. Today we didn't do that. We were better in terms of that, and we had 4 one-on-ones in the first 20 minutes of the game. We've stuck one of those away, and unfortunately for us have been done with their one venture into our penalty area, and they'll look at it and say it's a decent ball in, and that's done well to get across the front, it's a good header, but again from our perspective it's disappointing. Half time then you're thinking with the elements a little bit of their backs, will we be pegged back? But like I said, we were on the front foot again. By no means like I say a performance of what we want to do. We want to try and play a little bit more than we did, but the pitch is difficult out there, and sometimes you've got to play forward and win second balls and I suppose play in their half of the pitch, and I thought we did that well. And like I say, we've missed opportunities there, keepers made saves, and there's been scrambles and you think it's not going to go in. Thankfully, we've got a goal at the end. Be disappointed from their perspective. Like I said, I think the keeper should save it, but in terms of them as a group, certain players get plaudits. There always will. That's the nature of football. But ultimately, the way it is, if you've got two that are receiving or three that are receiving a lot of accolades, the other eight are massively important to helping them in their success. If you like, likewise, the ones that aren't involved, the ones that are on the bench, who again are frustrated because they want to play, and their impact from the side is massive. The lads who aren't involved, football's a squad game now, regardless of what level you're at, and it needs everyone pushing in the same direction. At the end of the season, if certain people get all the plaudits and the accolades, but the team's successful, that's what you're measured upon, if you like. So no, it's great for them, but ultimately everyone needs to chip in. Like I say, we've over the past month or so, different players have chipped in with goals, if you like. Defensively, we've been better than what we were, or had better outcomes than what we had earlier in the season. So that's massive. And like I say, everyone will play a part in whatever we do this season. So regardless of Rowie getting all the plaudits and accolades, he as well knows that his teammates are massively influential in that.
And quickly, it's narrowed the gap again to that top seven.
At the moment, we're doing really, really well in terms of results we've picked up. I think that puts us on 42 points now, so we're 8 points away from where we want to be. You're always looking up. We want to finish as high as we can. I suppose it's a little bit of a free hit for us in terms of where we want to get to, but we'll demand of ourselves inside that dressing room. Ultimately, we want to be safe in this division, and that's still a focus. It's about going out there and I suppose putting a game plan together and trying to pick a team that can win every game. We know differently. We play Macclesfield next Saturday. Isn't going to be a case of us trying to come here and looking to take a point. We're going to try and win every game. We do that anyway. We've been really competitive this year. Today's 3 points will be massive. And we keep going. We keep looking forward. Yes, we've got ourselves in the top 10 now, so that's great. There's different obstacles in the way, but ultimately you want to keep climbing, and we're in control of our own destiny, if you like.